Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the SageNet Center. Presented by Oklahoma Farm Bureau, more than 350 exhibitors will showcase the latest ag products and services. Enjoy live cattle equipment demonstrations and daily horse training seminars with Craig Cameron. You could win $1,000 in show bucks daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. For details and an interactive floor plan, visit TulsaFarmShow.com.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, December 5th. 32,092 head will be on offer at SuperiorLivestock.com as well as on SLA TV and on our YouTube channel. Next auction will be the 19th of December, and that will wrap up 2024. Then 2025 will kick off with the Bell Ringer Video Auction, January 8th through the 10th in Oklahoma City. Consignment deadline for the Bell Ringer, December 19th. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, a new administration always means new appointments and new ideas. I had the opportunity to visit with U.S. Wheat Associates former past chairman Darren Padgett about the export conditions that are expected under the new Trump administration.
Well, trade, of course, and I'm farming a PNW, so 80 to 90% of what I grow is exported, so we're very sensitive to tariff talk, strength of the dollar, all that kind of stuff. First time around, when they started saying tariffs, I bristled. And I still do a little bit, but I also realize that is the only economic stick that we can really swing and bring people into line. And it seems to work, so I'm cautiously optimistic. But the strength of the dollar is still hurting our exports, that kind of thing. And that's just something you got to work through. And the Black Sea region sets the floor for the world. And whatever they set it at, we're going to be slightly above, and they need to shut off their exports or our prices will go up.
A lot of folks saying we've got to have a farm bill during this lame duck session. If we don't get one during the lame duck, going to be much, much harder to get after the first of the year. Your thoughts?
You know, I've talked to a couple of people that have been through the chairs ahead of me and everything, and personally, I'd rather see the new administration in there. I think we might find a more friendly ag bill to the farmers without maybe so many green restrictions to it. Personally, I wish they just extended a year. And what we have is, and I'm sure there's people going to hear this, going to go, you're absolutely wrong, but it could be a lot worse. Get through it and then see what our new people come up with. And, you know, we got the House and the Senate and the presidency, so maybe we can put something together that'll work.
Padgett added that the status of crop insurance is the biggest piece of the farm bill, seconded by trade policies. Once again, that's U.S. Wheat Associates Chairman Darren Padgett. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor report, exceptional drought still at 0. Extreme drought or worse, also 0%, unchanged for 2 weeks. Severe drought or worse, also unchanged from last week's 1.85%. Moderate drought or worse conditions have increased to 17.91, up from last week's 17.90. Abnormally dry or worse conditions decreased 46.70%. That's down from last week's 52.78% last week. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, southern portion of Oklahoma leaning about that 33 to 40% chance of rain through December the 7th. Much of the central part of the state near normal chances of rain. Eastern Panhandle, along with the portion of the northwest part of Oklahoma, about a 33 to 40% chance of rain. And then the western Panhandle, about a 40 to 50% chance of rain through that December 7th date. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.